what do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night? Flashes.
Oh, lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over lakes or ponds?
A long-legged, long-neck bird that we call a crane.
Now, this isn't a bird. This is an insect.
Oh, insect.
Uh-huh. It has a long, thin body. They get about that long, I guess. And sort of filmy wings.
It flies around as a fly?
It flies around over lakes and ponds. Some people say if you see one of these, you might see a snake.
Oh, we always call them snake doctors.
Okay.
Yeah, snake doctor.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks like a wasp?
Dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Ants. What?
Nuts. Nuts that get ripe under the ground.
Ripe under the ground.
Mm-mm. They get ripe underneath the ground.
Oh. Maybe I didn't understand that question.
Oh, I bet you do too. A lot of people boil them and eat them and put salt in them, and then you have to crack the shells off. And they usually two little nuts inside.
And you get them under the ground.
You dig them from the ground. Yeah, they have tops on them, but you have to pull them up, and they're nuts.
Is it something alive? Oh, there's something that grows in the ground.
It's a nut.
How you spell that?
N-U-T.
Oh, nut. Yeah, nut. Oh, now, you know, I kept thinking you said nuts. Well, now, that could be a peanut.
Okay.
Peanut.
Okay, fine.
Oh, peanut.
See, that's why I said I knew you knew.
Yeah, I didn't understand you said nuts. I thought you said gnats. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what the peanuts is one.
Well, this is one of the reasons that this language study is interesting, this kind of thing, because I said nut, and you thought it was gnat. So, see.
Well, anyway, peanuts.
Okay.
There's a whole lot of things. Now, there's a little nut that my daddy used to raise back when I was a boy that he called grass nut. And the right name for them, I think, were shufer. And they growed under the ground, and you pull them up, and he raised them for his hogs to eat.
Uh-huh.
And they used to be good to eat. We boys used to pull them up and eat them, and they were real good. They grew just about like a peanut. They growed under the ground, and we pulled them up.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled them off the vine and eat them. And we call them, either grass nuts or Shufa, I believe. I don't know how you spell it. C-H-U-F-U-S, I reckon. Shufa. I don't know how you spell it. Anyway, that's what we call it.
Okay. If a boy has a big nose, and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Boy. He's got the big nose from his father. Right?
Yeah. But what's the word that means, if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy? Okay. Now, if he's similar in appearance to his father, you say he favors him.
Yeah.
Now, if his behavior is like his father's, you'd say the boy
got ways like his father.
Okay.